This year, we've taken a tasty tour around the city. Every month Timmins Today features local residents serving up delicious eats. Here's a look at all of the culinary treats we've featured this year. Just Because Chocolates and Confections. This chocolate shop is baking us crazy with its fresh baked items, chocolates and confections. Sisters Brianna Marks and Robin Bellamare, the team behind the business. Read our story on the setup here. Keep in mind the deals featured may be expired, but their website has all of its up-to-date info. Brianna Marks and Robin Bellamare, the sisters behind Just Because Chocolates and Confections. Monita Pub and Grub, the self-proclaimed hidden gem for food in Timmins, has been serving up mouth-watering pub food for years. And the customers keep coming back for more. Read the story here. Monita Pub and Grub staffers Jana Pandolfi and Dylan Harvey are two of the dedicated core at the popular local restaurant and hotspot. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today Airport Hotel. New owners took the helm of the historic airport hotel on the shores of Porcupine Lake this year. Filled with local heritage and memories of good times, its new owners are striving to bring back the glory days, renewing the legacy of the business. Read the full story here. Owner Judy DeBow shows off the new jukebox at the airport hotel. Judy and her husband Paul bought the port in February. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Get Ribbed Smokehouse and Barbecue Pit. There are some unique food offerings in the Timmins area. One of the last things you expect to find is authentic Southern barbecue available year-round. Thanks to Dale Dupras, owner of Get Ribbed Smokehouse and Barbecue Pit, mouth-watering ribs and much more are served up to residents and visitors, even in the winter. Read more here. Dale Dupras, owner of Get Ribbed Smokehouse and Barbecue, shows off a batch of ribs and chickens cooking. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Aline's Tea Shop for Claudette Lambert. Fulfilling a dream is comforting, for herself and her customers. She has owned and operated Aline's Tea Shop for 5 years at the corner of Pine Street and 2nd Avenue in Timmins. Lambert specializes in comfort food for lunches and home-baked goodies. Read the full story here. Aline's Tea Shop owner Claudette Lambert, Wright, and Catherine Lockhart enjoy serving customers daily. The restaurant specializes in comforting lunches, featuring soups and sandwiches, and homemade baked goods. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Schnitzels and Strudels, the popular food truck serving up Croatian and Ukrainian family favorites to area residents, returned for its second summer. It wasn't tough to find recipes for their menu, as twins Julia and Victor Palawi have enjoyed them all their lives, their grandmother's schnitzels, strudels, cabbage rolls and more. Read more here. Julia and Victor Palawi are owners and operators of Schnitzels and Strudels North in Porcupine. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. La Cueca, one of the hottest places to get takeout, was found only at the downtown Timmins Urban Market this summer. Read all about Catalina Albert's family-run operation that celebrated Chilean cuisine by serving traditional empanadas. The full story is here. La Cueca serves up empanadas every Thursday at the Farmers Market in downtown Timmins Urban Park. From left are Catalina Albert, Benjamin Luciza and Sylvia Roman. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. La Cubana, another eatery that was only at the weekly market. Yadira Rodriguez brought authentic Latino street food to the table with drool-worthy sandwiches that proved to be a well-seasoned tasty treat. Read the full story here. La Cubana in Timmins. Owner Yadira Rodriguez and her son Jacob Cruz serve up Cuban-style pulled pork sandwiches. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Subzilla, a new Timmins eatery, has the artillery needed to slay even the most monstrous appetite. Giles and Cindy Larischel are the owners of Subzilla on 3rd Avenue, near the southeast corner of Cedar Street South. Read more about the takeout joint that caters to northern tastes here. Subzilla owner Giles Larischel has brought an awesome menu to downtown Timmins. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Pine Dairy Bar Timmins has changed over the years. But one iconic business has been a landmark for generations. The Pine Dairy Bar first started serving up frozen treats 70 years ago. While it is famous locally for ice cream, there is a lot more going on there now in the 21st century. Customers can enjoy freshly made burgers, fries and other fast food favorites. Plus, there are also desserts perfect for any celebration, their ice cream cakes. Read the full story here. Anne-Marie de Gramont, manager of the Pine Dairy Bar, Wright, with friendly staffer Yvonne Fortin. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Heart and Soul Catering. The holiday season is upon us. For families, friends, organizations and businesses, it is a time for entertaining. Providing great food to groups, either large or small, can be stressful. Fortunately, there are experts available to not only relieve that stress but provide guests with an experience they will never forget. Soloman Tainui and Erica Bezoik recently started Heart and Soul Catering in Timmins. Both have extensive backgrounds as chefs. They believe food is much more than just physical nourishment. Read the full story here. Soloman Tainui and Erica Bezoik recently started Heart and Soul Catering in Timmins. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Graham Akers call it the little farm that grew. What began as a hobby has grown into a business that provides farm fresh meat, vegetables, eggs and more to Timmins area residents. Alan and Nicole Graham own and operate Graham Akers, located on Shirley Street North. They have a spread of 35 acres and a retail service area in their home. Read the full story here. Sarah and Nicole Graham tend the booth for Graham Akers at a recent holiday pop-up shop in downtown Timmins. Graham Akers provides farm-fresh products such as beef, chicken, pork, turkey, vegetables, eggs and more from the 35-acre farm on Shirley Street in Timmins. Wayne Snyder for Timmins Today. Let's Eat as a monthly feature on Timmins Today. If you know a restaurant or eatery that would be perfect to feature, let us know. Email the details, including its name and contact information, to meja@timminstoday.com.